Hey everyone, this is Chili Chilton, Unfiltered. My name's Chili. So today I'm sitting in my office and I've spent some time praying and thinking, processing, evaluating, probably overanalyzing. But I just thought I would share some transparent words that I had with God today. Hopefully you won't judge me too strongly and, you know, decide I'm a heathen and you never want to hear from me again. But these are ways that I process, ways that I communicate with God. And so I felt like he and I had kind of an exchange today. This is kind of how it went. The first thing I said to God, and this is me kind of, I want big things, and I was thinking about COVID and the pandemic, and I was thinking about politics and wars and famine and all of that. And so I'm saying, God, I want you to fix the world. I want you to fix it. Fix the world that I live in. And God responds to me, Chili, I want to fix you. Oh, man. Fix me, you know, maybe tweak, maybe adjust, but what do you mean fix? But God loves me. And, you know, sometimes we need to climb onto the operating table instead of only arriving there in an emergency or crisis. I need to let him make the transplant. I need to let him do the adjustment. I need him to fix me. Another thing, if I'm honest, I'm kind of saying, God, you know where I'm at in life, and you know what I've been going through, and some of the stress I've carried, and all of these things, and I kind of pray and say, God, I'd like to maybe have some ease in my life. You know, I would just like to exhale and to have a moment of ease. And God responds to me, Chili, I'm not going to give you ease, but I will give you endurance. Wow. You know, again, his answer is better than my request. But I also know that endurance will require work, discipline, devotion. But that's okay. I know he knows what's best for me. You know, sometimes I find myself in ministry and life kind of trying to improve myself in order to impress him. Like, you know, look what I did, God. Look what I have able to do. I have read another book, or I talked to this person who really needed you, or I did this act of kindness sort of to impress him. But you know what? He's not impressed. I need him to impart to me his love, his power, but not try to impress him with my feeble attempts at being like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus because Jesus is inside of me running the show. Sometimes I think I call something faith, and he calls it fraud. You know, it's like a big religious word. But do I have faith? Do I have enough? Do I believe bigger? That's not always easy. You know, one of the things that I find myself in this conversation with God is that even though I've known him a long time, I still get into these places where I'm trying to add him to my life. And he's just waiting for me to die. He's waiting for me to be crucified with Christ, where I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Then we can get some stuff done, and God will get the glory the way it ought to be. You know, another thing, you know, we're in this COVID and we're all these live streams and all these things are happening. And if I'm not careful, I worship God with songs and sermons. And He wants me to worship Him with discipline and devotion. He wants my dedication. And, you know, it's easy to kind of get numb and repeat words on a screen to a really cool vibe, to get goosebumps on my arms, and to think I must be close to Jesus because I feel Jesus. But the way to really know if I'm close to Jesus is I behave like Him. That's way, way harder. But it's right. And you know, another thing, you know, when I'm studying scripture, sometimes I feel like I read the word to learn, you know, to up my aptitude, to raise my spiritual IQ. But He wants me to read the word to live. You know, it's food. And it sustains me. You know, I'm a work in progress. And I'm just asking the Lord today to be Lord. You know, to be total Lord. I know we say that, yeah, Savior and Lord. We want Him to be Savior because we don't want to go to hell, so we want Him to save us. But Lord means He calls all the shots. And I have to die to that every day and make Him Lord of all. You know, I've said this before, but truth hides from no one. Open your eyes and you'll find it. It's there because truth is Jesus and He's everywhere if you will look. So, I've got my eyes on the prize today. Hebrews 12:2 says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting Him, He endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and now He is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. He endured, not me. He was shamed, not me. He's on the throne for me. So I'm so determined today to live worthy of Him. Heaven's not the prize, you guys. He is. And that's just some transparent moments I wanted to have with you today. I hope it's a blessing. Thank you again for listening. And peace.